بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Current world order will be replaced by a new order where US is isolated, Asia powerful, resistance front expanded. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with students on Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. This meeting was held on the occasion of National Students' Day and National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance, which are commemorated on the 13th of Aban, 4th of November. It was the Islamic Revolution that awakened the youth, both during the uprising, in the final year of the uprising, when the youth entered the scene on the instructions of Imam Khomeini, and after the uprising, up until today, our youth have been growing every day. They are able to analyze and comprehend events. Now this is a fact. The enemy understands this reality just as we understand it. The enemy also understands that the youth today are well aware of things, that they are focused, they are intelligent, they are capable of analyzing things. So what does it do? The enemy is not going to remain idle. In order to neutralize the state of our youth, the enemy has started creating content targeting the minds of our younger population. The large amount of lies that are prevalent on social media platforms are a result of this. All these lies, all these distortions, all the diversionary conversions, all the accusations are all made so the enemy can create content for these active minds. This is why I keep saying that you need to engage in the jihad of clarification.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
You have to create the content. I'm addressing the officials here, the media officials, the communications officials. You need to create content which contains truthful and correct information and convey to the youth before the enemy creates content that is false, misleading, and filled with lies. The enemy is busy doing this. While you're attending this session today, and then go and really start planning for it. This is what I really expect of you youngsters. Now, I will say it again. Our time is passing, but it is a good opportunity for me to talk with you for a little bit.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.